Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard. I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined again today by my colleague Alison Thompson, who is the head of the debt recovery team here at Sintons. And our podcast today, which will last approximately 5 minutes, is another in our Understanding Debt Recovery podcast series. And today, Alison is going to discuss enforcement of matrimonial financial orders. So without any further ado, Alison, good morning and over to you.
Thanks, David, and good morning. Thanks to everyone who has tuned into our podcast today. As David has said, in this podcast, we are going to talk about what help we can give if you're struggling to collect a financial order, which you've achieved through the family courts. When couples part, there are two elements that need to be taken care of. Firstly, the legal element involves a divorce of a marriage or a dissolution of a civil partnership. And secondly, the financial element. This is the separation of your finances and agreement on how your assets will be divided. Sometimes when the family court orders a payment to be made by your former spouse to settle a financial claim in divorce proceedings, the money owed is not always paid over when it should be. The method of enforcing an order varies in each individual case, and we investigate what method of enforcement would be the best and most effective. Today, I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk through a few of the options, enforcement options available in these circumstances. So firstly, when a lump sum payment has been ordered and the other party is unable to pay you in full, if your former spouse owns the property, it may be possible to ask the court to secure the money you are owed by placing a charge over the property. This is like having a mortgage in your favour. If you use a mortgage to buy your property, the mortgage company will secure their investment by registering a charge against the property with the land registry. The effect of this is to ensure that when you sell the property, their charge is paid first before you receive any proceeds of the sale. With a charging order, we register the money owed to you against the property in a similar way to a mortgage. This charge will take its place in a queue behind any other charges. And in the event your former spouse then seeks to sell the property or refinance their mortgage loan, your charge will be settled. A charging order is what we know as an indirect form of enforcement. It only provides security for the debt, and it does not force your former spouse to pay the money they owe or refinance their property. Further court action would be required to achieve that, and we may be able to ask the court to order the property to be sold if the money you are due is still not forthcoming. If your former spouse is owed money by someone else, for example, a customer who they've done work for, then it may be possible to ask the court to order that this money is paid directly to you under what is known as a third-party debt order. Similarly, if your former spouse has a lump sum of money sat in a bank account, it is possible to ask the court to order the bank to release this money to you in full or partial settlement of what is owed to you. The other party to a financial order can apply for it to be varied if the terms allow them to do so. Whilst any provisions relating to lump sum orders or transfers of property cannot be varied, if the order sets out maintenance or periodical payments, either party could apply to have the terms of these varied. It is common for a court to order the former family home to be sold and for you and your former spouse to receive a share of the money raised. However, selling the family home can be emotionally difficult, and it is not unusual for the person still living in the home to refuse to cooperate in an attempt to prevent or at least delay the sale of the property. Where this happens, we may be able to ask the court to allow you to manage the sale yourself, order your former spouse to leave the property, or agree to sign the sale papers on your former spouse's behalf. In some circumstances, a sale may have been agreed, but your former spouse is refusing to cooperate and sign the necessary documents. In these circumstances, it is possible for the court to agree to sign the documents on their behalf to enable the sale to go through. If your former spouse is in paid employment, one option for securing the money you are owed is to ask the court to deduct it from their wages under what we know as an attachment of earnings order. An attachment of earnings order allows for the deductions to be made from their earnings on a regular basis until such time as the debt is paid. There are specific criteria around these applications which we need to consider, and not all earnings are attachable. For example, it is not possible where they are self-employed, but there are other options in those circumstances that can be explored, including the threat of bankruptcy. If you believe that your former spouse has an asset, such as stocks or goods, which can be sold to pay what they owe you, then we can take enforcement action to seize those stocks or seize goods and sell them at auction. And if you are unsure of what assets your former spouse might or might not have, or you suspect they may be trying to hide anything to avoid paying you, then we can make an application to the court to bring them to court to be questioned about their finances. Questioning takes place before a deputy district judge, and they would be required to produce documentary proof to the court to evidence their finances. If you are owed money under a spousal maintenance order, you can only usually ask the court to order the payment of arrears which are under 12 months old. Beyond this time, recovery does become more difficult. It is therefore essential to deal with arrears promptly. Where a financial order has been breached, it is important to take enforcement action as soon as possible, as time limitations may apply. So taking legal advice at an early stage can help you consider all of your options. There are costs to be considered when taking any enforcement action, but in some circumstances, it is possible to ask the court to add these costs to the money you are owed so that reimbursement can be claimed from your former spouse. Our aim in these podcasts is to provide you with an overview of the process, and I hope you've found the information useful. But of course, if you have any other questions at all, then please don't hesitate to contact myself or any other member of the debt team here at Sintons. We are always happy to help wherever we can. So thanks again for listening, and back over to you, David.
Thanks, Alison. Enjoyed that as always. Very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. You can also follow the Debt Recovery Team on Twitter at Sintons Debt. If you'd like to discuss anything Alison's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Contact details 0191 226 7878 or via email alison.thompson@sintons.co.uk. Our next podcast in this series will be with you in about 3 or 4 weeks, and we very much look forward to engaging with you then. Stay safe, everyone, and thanks once again for listening.